I worked at Apple when Steve Jobs was there the first time, and I was there when he left. And I was a huge fan of his while he was there. And I know pretty well, what he does and what he means to the company and his reputation, both positive and negative. But when he left and Apple floundered, I always believed that he was what was missing. I'm not smart enough to ever have imagined that he would go back before he did, but if you looked at Apple like middle of 1996, it seemed pretty clear that, especially if you compared Apple to Microsoft, being at Microsoft, I thought about that a lot. Microsoft was the Apple that kept its founder. Both companies, I think, are the perfect reflection of their founders. And Microsoft's success is due in great degree to the fact that the founder was able to stay and carry on and grow the company. And Apple's lack of success through its bad period, I think, reflected the fact that it sort of lost its center, lost its way, and part of that was because Steve Jobs wasn't there. Steve and Apple are like siblings or parent and child, and people at Apple, before any other company I ever heard of, talked about genetic code being passed from employee to employee. When you're at Apple, you just sort of knew what was an Apple thing to do and what wasn't. And Steve Jobs, I think, was the source of that. So when he was gone, it all sort of went askew. And now that he's back, Apple can be Apple again. Apple can be the best Apple that it can possibly be because he understands it better than anybody else possibly could. In a similar way to how Bill Gates has guided Microsoft, it's not a pure analogy. I would say that the way of being Microsoft is written down more, and there's more process about it. And maybe that's a Microsoft thing. At Apple, there's not a lot of process stuff written down. It's just more of a knowing. And having Steve there just helps to reinforce that. And so Apple just seems to me like a much more together place, coherent place that knows what it's doing, where things go from beginning to end and they make sense and you can understand why they're doing them. And I love the fact that Apple can still surprise and shock and stun people.
But they only surprise and shock and stun under Steve. You wouldn't use those terms to describe anything under Gil Amelio, Michael Spindler, John Sculley.
Exactly. What's remarkable too is that one of the achievements that Steve Jobs has brought back to Apple is keeping a secret. I wouldn't have guessed that. I mean, this is a different Steve Jobs also than the one who was there before. This is like a 1.1 or a 2.0 Steve Jobs, because now he's into making the company successful and profitable. I mean, still making cool products, but also he understands a lot more, I think, about making the company profitable, successful, and like the importance, let's say, the importance of operations, the boring stuff. The importance of keeping a secret. Everybody knew about the Mac before it was announced, but nobody knew, like when he announced the color iMacs. Okay, color cases is not on a par with introducing a Macintosh, but still, the fact that Apple can keep things secret until they're announced is pretty cool.